The Traveler's Journal,
January 22nd.
Appreciating Park City panoramas. 30 miles to the east, Salt Lake City. Park City certainly had its ups and downs. The Silver Boomtown took root along a pass through the Wasatch Mountains. A century ago, the whole rowdy town, then known as Utah's Sin City, burned to the ground. It was quickly rebuilt, only to crash again during the Depression. By the end of World War II, Park City was a virtual ghost town. 3 decades ago, good fortune returned, this time wearing downhill skis. The combination of Utah's legendary snow, savvy marketing, and hard dollar investments have turned a miner's gulch into a glitzy mecca for sports, art, and food. The town of 7,000 people and its 3 ski areas, Deer Valley, Park City, and Canyons, host 500,000 visitors every year. But Park City's annual major event actually starts today. Founded in 1979 by Robert Redford, the Sundance Film Festival is an 11-day celebration of independent movies, both documentary and dramatic. Arguably the world's most important forum for small-budget films and a showcase for up-and-coming talent, the festival fills the town with celebrities and dealmakers. This year, they'll screen 113 feature films, including 74 world premieres. Many visitors will never even plant a ski pole in Park City's succulent snow. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.